Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello, and welcome to New York Standard. My name is Andre Archambault. New York Standard's dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages, from swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. Ellington and Basie, Rodgers, Hart and Hammerstein, Sondheim, and so much more. You've tuned into our maiden voyage here. What better way to start off a show like this than with a dedication to the single most important person in my life, my wife, Jennifer. When we were in college, I used to host a show that was very similar to this format, and I would always carve out a half an hour every Saturday afternoon to play music for her that was dedicated to her. It was called the Ballad Half Hour, and I used to ring these songs out to the New England area on a radio station, WERS, in Boston. And it's something I haven't done, obviously, in a few years that I've not been on that station. So why not, with my own vehicle, reinstitute the same thing? Leading us off today, the one and only Chet Baker, My Funny Valentine.
My funny valentine, sweet comic valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
Chet Baker. Unbelievable. Just a really stirring rendition of that song, and probably my favorite clean rendition. There are a bunch of others, and hundreds, frankly, but that one really has always stood out to me. Going from one really amazing trumpet player to another amazing trumpet player with Portrait of Jenny, Clifford Brown. Thank you. Clifford Brown, Portrait of Jenny. There's obvious reasons that I'm playing that particular song on my wife's birthday. But Portrait of Jenny is a song that has a number of lives to it, really amazing melody to it, and Clifford Brown does a great job bringing it to life. One of my personal favorites of all time, and one of our favorites, is Nat Cole. And this next song is him and his take on For Sentimental Reasons.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. I love you, and you alone were meant for me. Please give your loving heart to me and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely. Whenever you are inside, I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Yes, heaven, I'm in heaven, and the kids that hung around me through the week seems to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb to mountain, reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Now, mama, dance with me. I want my arms about you, the charms about you will carry me through. Yes, heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Take it, Ella, swing it.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. Seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Come on and dance with me. I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Cheek to cheek, Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. If you can find a better duo singing anything, ever, anywhere, let me know, and then I'll tell you that you're wrong, because it doesn't get any better than those two. Without Louis Armstrong, we don't have so much of what we know of pop music, really. And Ella was a nightingale in her own way. And certainly a fire, a fire starter in the female vocalist segment, and just a tremendous singer in her own right. And frankly, if you want to get technical, a better singer than Lois was, that's for sure. One of our favorite songs is from the musical Brigadoon. It's a song I used to play for my wife all the time, every week, nearly every week. It's a song called The Heather on the Hill from the Lerner and Lowe musical Brigadoon, as I mentioned. And while Brigadoon is set in Scotland, we got engaged in Ireland. And frankly, the Brigadoon story, I think, is of Germanic origin, but I think it underscores the fact that we're all from everywhere. And this, for us, has been it reminds me, that song reminds me of when I used to play this song for her. So I bring to you The Heather on the Hill from Brigadoon. The soundtrack, this is the recording from, probably 1990, 91, in that range. And it's a really strong performance.
Can't we two go walking together out beyond the valley of trees? Out where there's a hillside of heather curtsying gently in the breeze. That's what I'd like to do. See the heather, but with mist of May is in the gloaming, and all the clouds are holding still. So take my hand and let's go roaming through the heather on the hill. The morning dew is blinking yonder, there's lazy music in the rill. And all I want to do is wander through the heather on the hill. There may be other days as rich and rare. There may be other springs as full and fair. But they won't be the same. They'll come and go. Are holding still. If you're not there, I won't go roaming through the heather on the hill. The heather on the hill.
You see, you can say nice things when you want to.
Yes. It almost sounded like I was making love to you, didn't it?
Oh, there's a difference between making love and just being sentimental because you're tired.
Is that what I'm being? Sentimental because I'm tired?
I believe so. But it's very agreeable. The mist of May is in the gloaming, and all the clouds are holding still. Is blinking yonder. There's lazy
Such a sweet performance there from Brigadoon, Heather on the Hill. I love that song. Coming up next, I wanted to do a two-shot, if you will. One of my favorite male vocalists of all time, if not, frankly, my favorite male vocalist of all time, Johnny Hartman. The thing I always like to remind people of about Johnny Hartman is that he was the only vocalist that ever worked with the illustrious John Coltrane. Coltrane thought enough of his vocal stylings, his baritone, to hire him and place him in the band. And so we're going to hear My One and Only Love with John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman, and then we'll follow that up with In the Wee Small Hours, my particularly favorite version of Wee Small Hours by Johnny Hartman himself.
My heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring, and you appear in all your splendor, my one and only love. The shadows fall and spread mystic charms in the hush of night. While you're in my arms, I feel your lips so warm and tender, my one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven, a heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my heart with such desire, every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender. My one and only love, my time you miss her most, when the sun is high in the afternoon sky, you can always find something to do. But from dusk till dawn, as the clock ticks on, something happens to you. Learned its lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her most of all. That's the time you miss her most of all.
So sweet, that version of Wee Small Hours. Worth noting that the group that you hear behind Hartman on that particular version of Wee Small Hours is basically the same group as was behind him with Coltrane, except for Coltrane. The same combo. So very strong playing, really great sound, and it's basically Coltrane's quartet without Coltrane. So, moving on, I discovered this song a number of years ago on the radio, probably 3 or 4 years ago. It's a ballad. It never entered my mind, and the particular, obviously I'm familiar with the song, but the particular version of it, by George Shearing, also blends a quotation from Eric Satie, and I've been listening to this a lot in the last number of years. It's very romantic to me, and could not fit better on a show that is dedicated to my one and only love, my wife, Jennifer. George Shearing, It Never Entered My Mind. you can see why that would be a favorite. It's just such a stirring, emotional, emotive, yet plaintive song, if you will. One of my favorite memories over the last number of years with my wife. It was sort of an odd day for a number of reasons. Chief among them is that we had just found out that one of our cats was very, very sick, and we would she would either need surgery or have to get put to sleep. She ended up not surviving, but this also coincided with our anniversary a few years ago. And that night, we went to see Les Paul play in one of his last, I think he played another 6 months or so before he passed away himself. In digging through my Les Paul, I couldn't think of a better fit for songs that he recorded than Sentimental Journey, Les Paul.
Gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease, gonna take a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag and got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart would be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gonna take a sentimental journey, sentimental journey
Thelonious Monk. Just You, Just Me. Here on New York Standard. Again, thanks so much for listening. We've still got another couple of songs to play on this maiden voyage of our show here. This is also a dedication show to my wife, in that June 3rd is her birthday. And rounding out the set here, we've got... now, to be clear, my wife is not a big, big fan of Sarah Vaughan. But no one cannot like Misty. Her signature, Sarah Vaughan, Misty. Like I said, beyond compare, and that particular version of that song, no one else ever did it better, and that's how a song becomes a signature for a player. That's sort of where I'm a little bit funny. Most people think of Sinatra with "Wee Small Hours," but Johnny Hartman's version of that is, to me, far superior, and. I think does a much better job of depicting a person down on his luck than Sinatra. When I listen to Sinatra, even when he's at his most maudlin, he doesn't seem maybe because we know too much of him as an individual, but he doesn't seem overly sad about what's going on in the song. To me, there's always this I'm gonna beat this, whatever this is. Anyway, closing out today's show is, to me, the signature of signatures, and yet the signature got undone a little bit, in my opinion. Nat Cole, as I said, I would play another song from him. the song Unforgettable, to me, got blemished a bit in the mid, I think it was the mid-90s when they reissued, maybe 93, 94, when they reissued the song with his daughter. And I don't think they did the song any justice. I don't think they did Nat any justice. And I know a lot of people will disagree with me on that, but just my personal opinion. I don't know that he would have liked it, frankly, but what do I know? No one knows, frankly. So without further ado, let's do Unforgettable, Nat Cole.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. Unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Little better than Nat Cole to end this maiden voyage of New York Standard. You've been listening to New York Standard, our first out-of-the-gate episode of this show. I appreciate you listening and tuning in. You can find us on Twitter at NY Standard. You can also find us at nystandard.com. I also want to remind you this was a particularly special show since it was dedicated to my wife on her birthday. Sweetheart, happy birthday. Many, 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 many more. And every day I feel as if we've just begun. So I hope you feel that same way about your day, to all of you out there. And I look forward to bringing this show to you on a weekly basis. And we'll take it from there. Thanks again for listening to New York Standard. Have a great day.